they are seen here has been chosen by Allah Ta'ala,
and it is a great, great honor for us, for him, that he is accepting Islam. There is no ordinary thing, it is something very, very great. It is the purpose of the Ba'asat, the coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So people recite La ilaha illallah, Qulu la ilaha illallah, Tuflihu. So there is a very great thing, may Allah Ta'ala accept, and may Allah make his journey in Islam very smooth, very pleasurable, and may the end result for him, for all of us at the time of maut, may the same kalima be on our tongues of La ilaha illallah, inshallah. And mashallah, it's so encouraging to hear that both he and his wife are accepting Islam. Mashallah, that is also something very, very great. And may Allah increase this, and may Allah accept Brother Yasin to bring more brothers into the fold of Islam. And all of us also, we should make effort. Our dua at least should be there, our desire should be there, that how can everyone in the world, that was Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's fikr, that how can the last person in the world recite La ilaha illallah, and not just a matter of swelling the numbers of Muslims, that Islam becomes a big religion, but the real object is that we all enter into Jannat, paradise. That is what is the object. And perhaps more than that, that we get saved from Jahannam. Right? That is such a terrible place, the adab, the punishment in Jahannam, and the solution, the passport to it is La ilaha illallah. So may Allah accept, inshallah. Give me your hand. I will read, you recite after me, eh? So what I recite. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. It means that there is no other power, no deity, no God but one Allah. And that I bear witness that he is one, he has no partner, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. Inshallah, mashallah, mubarak.